here.
Yeah, Marco, your first time on Open Forum. You've been on with me before, yeah. But I guess, you know, the first couple months coming into being a city councilor here in Ward 1, how's it been? Has it been everything that you thought?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I think the biggest thing is that, like, I have to do much more reading. Back, like, when you were in the public, you could just kind of ignore, like, the quote-unquote, the boring items, and then just let the city council just kind of do their thing. But now you really have to dive in into it and make sure that, you know everything that's going on before you vote.
Yeah, and, you know, I do want to give you a little shout-out here, because before every city council meeting, you also put out a little video on your Facebook page still,
diving through
some of those things that you're going to talk about. It's a great a source of information for people in Marshalltown. What's that page called again?
It's just Marco Yepes Gomez. I think Marshalltown City Council, Ward 1. It's a really long name. I think I have to make it shorter, but to make it, like, a little bit more memorable. But, yeah, thanks for noticing that. They take a long time to make.
Yeah, well, I'm at least one of those views on there that you get.
Thank you.
So I do enjoy that before the meeting. Jeff, though, let's start with you here, because one of these things that we've been talking about with you for a while and some of the other city councilors as well, what's going on with the hospital in downtown? Now, the mayor came on Friday morning and said that the city has offered $75,000 to purchase the hospital, and that's kind of the plan to be discussed tonight.
Yeah, and it's not like a typical purchase agreement where we're getting it from the current owner. The hospital has been caught up in legal proceedings for years. Due to a delinquent owner, he doesn't take care of it, obviously. And so we've been going through the legal motions forever on this, and an opportunity presented itself for the city to be able to obtain the property for $75,000. We will have the full two blocks with one small caveat, which we'll work through in the future. But that will allow us to finally take control of the property, get it cleaned up, and do what we have to do. So the $75,000 saves the city legal expenses going forward through 657A processes, but it also just expedites the timeline to get that eyesore taken care of.
Yeah, it's been something that, you know, really been talked about from people to the, you know, citizens to the city council to all trying to figure out what to do with that situation. Marco, right there in Ward 1 for you. It's going to be great to, you know, finally figure out what's next with this building, right?
Yeah, I think it's a big one. I know it's $75,000. I think people are... I think one thing to kind of clear up is that this is towards a lien holder. This isn't towards the hospital owner. You know, as a lien holder, I think you have, you know, certain rights in the legal process, and just, you know, to have a settlement with them and kind of clear up that legal complexities that come with it for them being involved in those discussions will be good for the city and, you know, pursuing the full ownership of the building.
Yeah, so, you know, Jeff, you're a much smarter guy than I am, and when it comes to this $75,000, you're saying, you know, legal expenses, does it take care of, I mean, is there going to be more money that we're going to have to invest into it, I mean, other than tearing it down potentially? Is there anything else, you know, liens or anything like that, that the city would have to take care of, or is this $75,000 kind of it in getting the hospital into our possession?
There will be small sundry expenses related to this, but no, nothing major. So that will be the acquisition of the building. We don't have an exact timeline yet. The courts move at the pace the courts determine. We're hoping by this summer sometime we will actually have physical possession of the property, mm-hmm. and we can deal with it. Hopefully it's faster than that, but who knows? I would have thought this situation would have been wrapped up before now.
Yeah,
and this is actually something that, like, so I came in the middle of it, like, the whole, like, negotiations, or not negotiations, but just discussing about, like, settlement and stuff like that, and it's just kind of nice knowing that the city has been actively trying to get ownership. I know there's sometimes this idea that the city just kind of sees this abandoned building as not doing anything, but there is things going on in the background, just, like Jeff said, the courts take their time.
It's a lengthy process to get all this done, but it's going to be good for downtown Marshalltown, as right now, I mean, you can't really drive across downtown Marshalltown because we got that Main Street project going on, but it's really a way to continue to spruce up downtown. Jeff, I mean, your time on the council has been a lot of money has kind of been invested in downtown State Street for a couple-year project. Now we're starting year two on Main Street. I mean, we're seeing it kind of slowly take shape here a little bit.
We are. You know, some of the most heavily trafficked or the most famous blocks of our town will be done after this summer. And it's looking good. I spent some time up there this weekend. We did a little shopping downtown. And it's actually really neat to look at this part of the street that's torn up, because you can see the trolley tracks. Yeah. You can see where they used to run. I'm sure that'll change today. They may all disappear today. So if you haven't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. But it's kind of cool seeing that historic look under the pavement. And I'm just looking forward to getting it done. It's going to be a very vibrant, nice place that all Marshalltonians can be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, Marco, this was kind of something that you had talked about with me during your campaign, was just making downtown Marshalltown look beautiful, bring those businesses back. This is all part of the plan, slowly taking shape. It's just, again, another lengthy process to get there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, construction means that there's things going on in town. You know, I know I'm affected a lot by this construction. I probably the Center Street viaduct, the closing really affects me because I live in downtown. So it's, you know, it affects me going to like Hy-Vee for Starbucks or whatever. And then also, you know, going to work, I used to use Main Street and stuff like that. So it does interrupt me a lot. But I think it's important to understand, too, that all this construction means that there's, you know, life to the town. I would rather have that than, you know, just a dead town or dead downtown. So still, construction's good.
Yeah, and it's only temporary. Eventually, it'll all be cleared up for us as well. But joined today with Marco Yepez Gomez as well as Jeff Schneider ahead of the city council meeting tonight at 10 West State Street starting at 5:30. You can show up in person or you can watch it on the City of Marshalltown's YouTube page. When we come back, we're going to talk about some events coming up like RAGBRAI rolling through town. So stick with us.
Hi, I'm Dave Thompson from Thompson True Value. If you're tired of the big box grills that you throw out after a short time, it's time to step up to the quality of Weber. Thompson's carries the area's largest selection of Weber grills. The two-burner Spirit E210 starts at only $399. Also, check out the new Genesis 2 lineup, assembly already included at Thompson True Value. And we have charcoal grills, including the 22-inch Weber Original Kettle for $139 and a charcoal 18-inch Original Kettle for $199. For tailgating, check out the Smoky Joe Premium for $58.99. Thompson True Value also sells a full line of replacement parts for Weber gas or charcoal grills, as well as a full line of accessories such as digital thermometers, vegetable baskets, covers, and more. Stop by and say hello and see our new store at 106 South Center Street in downtown Marshalltown with its convenient layout and location. I like to say, park at the door and into the store. Thompson True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
We are professional grade during truck month at the Carl Auto Group. Choose the options you want on your next GMC truck, from off-road packages to Denali Ultimate models. Combine Super Cruise hands-free driving with advanced trailering technology, offering up to 14 camera views, or maximize fuel efficiency with the Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Right now, well-qualified buyers receive financing as low as 5.9% for 60 months, plus savings up to $7,000 on select Sierra 1500 trucks with GM Financial. Details at carlgmc.com. Big selection, big savings. See why nobody does Truck Month like the Carl Auto Group. The Carl Auto Group, Highway 14 on the north side of Marshalltown.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl Way.
Welcome back to Open Forum. We're joined today with two city councilors from Marshalltown City Council, Marco Yepez Gomez and Jeff Schneider, talking before the city council meeting tonight at 5:30, 10 West State Street. It's right there in the second floor, right above the Park and Rec office. You can also watch back the city council meeting at any time on their YouTube page or watch live as it's going on. One of the things discussed tonight, and probably will be continued to be discussed until July 22nd, RAGBRAI coming to town. Jeff, you guys got a resolution about the approving the agreement for the overnight town event coming. So just what do we need to know right now? What's this next step with RAGBRAI?
Yeah, well, when RAGBRAI comes through, they are very experienced. You know, they've done this for decades. They work with cities all the time. And this is part of the checklist, is establishing the actual contractual agreement between the city of Marshalltown and RAGBRAI, laying out what each other's duties are and how this all works, and setting liability for anything that happens. RAGBRAI assumes the vast majority of liability. And so it's just one of the formal procedures, but, you know, it's getting real. It's July's going to be here before we know it.
Less than 100 days.
Yeah, and the population of Marshalltown is going to double for one night. So it's exciting, but there's a lot of work involved.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Marco, are you excited for Ragbrite to roll through?
I've heard that it came by like 2012 or 2013 before, and I don't remember it coming. I don't know. I don't know what happened during that time, but I don't remember it, but I'm excited to see it this time. Like Jeff said, there's like just a surge of people coming in, so it'd be nice. I'm part of the transportation committee, so like just figuring out how like everything just comes together and getting people to places, it's been kind of fascinating to see. So yeah,
a bunch of people working together. There is a town hall meeting a week from today, so businesses and nonprofits are asked to come at 5 o'clock to the second story of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and then at about 6:45 the general session will open up for everybody else, and that'll run until about 8 o'clock. So that's a week from today at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in downtown. Learn more about RAGBRAI, see if there's ways that you can volunteer and help out. I think they're still looking for people to be a hosting house as well for people, because Jeff, if I've got this right, people, the riders will just put up a tent in somebody's front yard.
Oh yeah, they'll do that a thousand times over.
Yeah,
but they have to be invited, obviously. But there are ways formal mechanisms to go through. If you want to get involved, if you feel called in any way to get involved, whether volunteer the day of or the day after, or if you want a bigger role on a committee, MarshalltownRagBrai.com, I believe. Let me look at my notes. I had it written.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, MarshalltownRagBrai.com, and there's a volunteer link. Please just put a feeler out there. We need, I think, 800 to 900 volunteers, and that's just the official volunteers. And we'd love everybody to participate in this. It's a fun day. Let's put on our best face for RAGBRAI.
Yeah, show out, and then maybe they'll come back a little bit quicker than just, 14 or 15 years later. But another item that's going to be discussed tonight, we have a conversation about business outdoor seating license. Marco, tell me a little bit about this one.
Yeah, so this is just kind of, I think it's in the general, it's just a discussion item, but it's just talking about, bringing permits to Marshalltown, allowing businesses to apply for them for, downtown, I think the 13th district. I think outdoor seating is a pretty great idea. I think it will bring more life into downtown and 13th district. So I thought it was an interesting item there. I think just things have to kind of be like hashed out, like how do we want to actually, give out the permits to property owners, kind of the administrative work to it. So
yeah, and it opens up a few more seats for restaurants and things like that in the summertime, and we get some beautiful summers. People, are always itching to sit outside and have a meal.
Yeah, sometimes. So one of my neighbors is Grounded Coffee, the new coffee shop downtown, and on Saturdays, I think like Fridays, they're really packed, and sometimes you do wish they had that outdoor seating so you could sit out there and enjoy your coffee. So I think this will be good for businesses. I'll definitely support going in the direction of having these permits.
Jeff, we haven't had anything like this on the books before. This will be something new. I feel like patios, though, are those kind of different than maybe the outdoor seating that you're talking about here?
No, this is the same thing. It's just formalizing the process. I do believe there was a permit required to get until now, but I think we're just more formalizing what happens. But people eating outside, enjoying the downtown, just adds to the vibrancy. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Tannen has outdoor seating already. It's kind of neat to see people out there. Just kind of invites other people in, or make people who have never stepped inside be like, hey, maybe we should check that out. It's just kind of like free advertising, and then the patrons get to enjoy themselves looking at the downtown. So, all for it. I wish there was more outdoor dining options in the summer. So really excited.
Yeah. People, for some reason, seem to attract more people. When there's a big crowd, everybody else wants to run over and see what's going on with that big crowd. So that'll be hopefully good for businesses as well. Public transit funding as well is something that'll be discussed. I believe we raised the city levy a little bit to get some buses So tell me a little bit about public transit funding here, Marco.
Like you said, the transit levy, they go up by a quarter, and that was just like I think to purchase buses. So it was kind of necessary, but what you're referring to is like the transit funding application that's happening in the resolution section. So this is kind of like an annual regular thing. It's just applying, I think, to a DOT for federal and state funding. We fund our transit system, but we also need help from federal or state. It's a big bill. So It's just a regular annual application that we submit.
Okay, just doing our regular process there.
It's about $500,000.
Okay, so it's a big chunk of change.
It's a big chunk, and it's figured out by a formula based on ridership data and miles traveled. There's a formula for it.
Okay.
And so we depend on this revenue source to keep public transit running.
Sure.
All right. Another thing I see on resolutions, you guys are doing a quick claim deed for the Marshalltown Community School District to vacate part of West Lynn Street between 12th Street and 11th Street just for that Miller Middle School project. This is not you guys. This is not the city council putting it on. This is just your portion helping out the school district here. But it's, you know, Jeff, this is just another big project happening in Marshalltown, and you guys are helping out to make this happen.
Yeah, it is. I drove by there last week, and stuff's already happening. It's that Miller practice field area has really changed, that area, not the practice field itself. But, yeah, we're just cleaning up some of the titles to some properties. As that Miller campus grows, they're taking over what used to be a street, and there's a couple other segments of property that just weren't recorded properly in the past that we're just trying to clean up.
Yeah, if you drive through right now, there's a ton of houses that have come down, and Dr. Schutte has said even more. So that view out my front kitchen window keeps changing every single day, it seems like. Yes. But joined today with Jeff Schneider and Marco Yepez Gomez, two city councilors for the Marshalltown City Council. Ahead of the meeting tonight, 5:30 at 10 West State Street. When we come back, though, we're going to talk another discussion item, a franchise fee maybe in our future. Stick with us.
One of Las Vegas's top 10 bands, the Bronx Wanderers, are bringing an evening of high-energy pop and rock music to Marshalltown Performing Arts Center on Thursday, April 23rd, and KFJB has your tickets. We are giving away family and friends four packs all week. The Bronx Wanderers are a high-energy musical tour de force able to entertain audiences of all ages, spanning across six decades of pop and rock classics. The Bronx Wanderers are presented by Live on Stage Marshalltown. Listen to 1230 KFJB and 93.9 FM to win.
Breathtaking jewelry, unique gifts, all that awaits you at Helberg's Jewelers. Built on integrity in 1898, Helberg's Jewelers remains the only locally owned family jewelry store in Marshalltown. Today, four generations later, our family is here to guide you with your jewelry and gift selections you will be proud to give. Free gift wrap, elegant handmade bows, experience Helberg's in downtown Marshalltown.
Imagine a place where everything you need is right outside your door and where you truly feel at home. That's the Embers Retirement Community in Marshalltown. From beautiful grounds to a library, chapel, movie theater, swimming pool, putting greens, and scheduled transportation, life here is easy and engaging. And the best part? It's not just where you live, it's where you belong. Beautiful studio, one and two bedroom apartments are available now. Discover the Embers at 1211 West State Street, Marshalltown, or online at TrilogyEmbers.com.
Time to get the groceries for this weekend's cookout. You pick out the best quality grass-fed ground beef and the finest all-natural hot dogs. And then you almost blow it when you hit the bread aisle and reach for the Mad Buns just because they're national brand. Don't do it. Upgrade to locally baked Village Hearth hot dog and hamburger buns. They're soft, fresh, and sturdy enough for toppings that mean business. Success! Village Hearth. Because when the bun's that good, everything you put in it just tastes better.
Welcome back to Open Forum. I'm your host, Zach Tomich, joined today with two Marshalltown City Councilmen. We have Jeff Schneider and Marco Yepez Gomez joining us. And we've talked about a lot of stuff, the hospital, outdoor seating for businesses, public transit funding, RAGBRAI, the Main Street Project, what's going on over by Miller Middle School. But at the very end of the meeting, the last discussion item that you guys have tonight, Jeff, is about a franchise fee and payments in lieu of taxes. This was brought up during the special budget meeting you guys had a couple months ago about, you know, just having this conversation. So this is kind of step one of this conversation, right?
Yeah. We're just more or less talking about municipal finance and what we can do to keep the city operating. You know, our revenues are restricted by the state. Our expenses keep growing. And so we need to figure out going into the future what options we have. And, you know, some of those would be on tonight's agenda, a franchise fee, which is essentially a tax on utility consumption, gas, electric. The last time I went through, I was a proponent. We were proposing a 5% franchise fee, which would be a net 4% increase in utility bills. Another option would be what's called a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes. And so it could be a fee applied to city-owned utilities, wastewater, stormwater, things like that, that could then be transferred out similar to how a franchise fee could be used. So we're just discussing what those options look like tonight.
Yeah, so for people that are curious, I mean, are we looking at a 5% again? I feel like there was a percentage that was thrown around, or are we not putting anything down out there right now?
It's the will of four of the seven people on council. It has not been it has not been decided. We haven't decided the revenue purpose necessarily. I know we had discussed public safety, being it's one of our main consumers of our general fund. We'll find out more in the meeting what the will of the council is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got two of the seven that'll be part of the discussion with us here this morning. Marco, you were not part of the last franchise fee that was put up there. Looking at it this time around, public safety was something Jeff just said. Is that kind of where you would be leaning to see where some of these funds could go? Or how do you see this being an advantage for the city of Marshalltown?
Yeah. So, yeah, like Jeff said, I think it's, I support it. I support, bringing up a franchise fee. To be clear, this is like the very first discussion we're going to have on the franchise fee. I think, that's kind of like why Jeff was, there's a lot of details still needing to be hashed out, but yeah, the general fund is pretty restricted, on what more revenue we can generate for it. It would be a good idea to diversify our revenue with the franchise fee. Public safety, the police department does, it grew a lot, and it would be helpful to supplement it with the franchise fee. So yeah, I'll be in support of it. Tonight, the discussion will really be about if the city council wants to vote for it, if we want to put it in the general election. Those type of discussions will be going on tonight. So yeah.
Okay. All right. So franchise fee will be discussed tonight. Jeff, I think when we look back at the last franchise fee that was out there, there were, a lot of the critics were saying, well, why can't we just balance the budget? We looked at it, nearly $1.6 million shortfall in the general fund before that special budget meeting. What can counselors, what can you guys do to also navigate that backside as well, so we don't have another big shortfall like that in our general fund?
Well, I mean, the only thing going forward would be cuts to existing services. I mean, that's what we'd be looking at. We've been backing with local option sales tax. It's an option. We bring in roughly $1 million a year in that. So we could sustain at a very basic level, $1 million shortfalls in the general fund, but that's not truly sustainable on its own, because we need that local option sales tax flexibility for other things that come up. And so we're just investigating all of our options. The only would be less services from the city, less staff.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody voted for that.
No.
So,
no.
Some people did, but
I think a lot of people enjoy the services that we have, like the library out there. That was one that did take a big cut in that general, when you guys had that special budget meeting for the general fund there. Marco, you were somebody that was really kind of fighting for the library in that. Yeah. But no, like he said, nobody wants to see the things like the library cut.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think people, there's consequences to, I guess, like what, people vote. And, like the general fund, like I said, it's pretty restricted on the revenue we can generate on it now. And so, inflation is a real thing. It makes expenses go higher every year. And if we're not able to generate enough revenue to cover the expenses, that's what creates a deficit. And it puts the city council in a position that, we have to look at those difficult decisions. I hope something like the franchise fee we can pass, or get in a good direction going, just because it generates like the revenue that we need.
All right, Marco, Jeff, I appreciate you guys stopping by today. You'll be on my TV at 5:30 tonight, so wear something nice.
Sure. Yeah.